Classic business, innovation and competitiveness.
Well, it's time for our innovation feature now. Anglo American Platinum has partnered with Siemens to co-create digital and automation skills for the mining industry. Joining me more to talk about this is Mpumi Sithole, Senior Manager of Media Relations at Anglo American Platinum, sitting opposite me in the studio. And then on the line, Ralph Leinen. He's the Vice President for Process Industries and Drives and Digital Factory at Siemens Southern and Eastern Africa. And Eastern Africa. And good evening to both of you. Mpumi, let's start with you. You work for Anglo American Platinum. Tell us more about this partnership, and then we'll throw it to Ralph as well.
So we have a training center which is based in Krugersdorp in the northwest, not northwest.
Yep, out there.
Yes, it's a full facility that we use to train artisans for Anglo-American Platinum, but also for other industries. So it's a wide-ranging facility that is MQA approved and works very close with one of the CETAs, Mercita to be specifically.
Ralph, let's maybe get you involved in the conversation as well. I'm assuming that this partnership is called Siemens Somatic, is that correct?
Yeah, that is more or less correct, and I think it's fair to say that in the joint approach between Anglo-American or Anglo-Platinum and us, Siemens was keen and has provided automation equipment as well as industrial networks to assist in Anglo's engineering skills training center that was just introduced. And one of the pillars in this part of the whole topic of digitalization is industrial networks and security. And I think it's crucial for the engineers at Anglo to understand the role of this technology in the future of mining. And I would like to state, well, going forward and going together with Anglo-American, Anglo-Platinum, it's actually a privilege for Siemens, in which we strive to provide value in the effort actually in developing skills at the Anglo-American's operations, and by doing so, also a bit proud to advance in driving opportunities in Africa.
Pumi, we're talking here about artisans. Now, just for the layman, I mean, there's a lot of business people listening to the show this evening and maybe just the public. What is an artisan? What does an artisan do? I see you shaking your head.
Because I'm not an artisan.
Now, that I can see.
I wish I had overalls to convince you that I possibly know something about artisan skills. But it's electricians, it's people who do mechanics, diesel mechanic, rigging, measurement control, instrumentation, auto electricians, so it's fitting. Yeah, it's a wide range.
So these are the people that make the mine turn at the end of the day.
Of course. You
know, apart from the people that obviously dig at the ore body, mm-hmm. these are the people in the background that actually makes the rest of the operation operate. Is that correct?
That's correct, and mostly located at our process operations. So after the digging of the ore has been done, and it's now into the processing. So these are the people that also works in these operations.
Right. Now, Ralph, I mean, you guys at Siemens, you donated a bunch of equipment, as I understand it correctly, in order to ensure that that these artisans are trained and are up to capacity. Is that correct? Tell us more about this equipment.
Yeah, that is actually correct. Siemens has donated, provided equipment that is actually covering more or less the floor, the automation side of things, provided and started by the networks, the automation, the PLC system, the HMI, the human machine interface devices, providing security and network architecture in order to somewhat, I don't want to say, but maybe that's the right term, simulate or give a bit of an environment that comes close to what the engineers and the service people and so forth, you know, really face in the real operations out there in the mine, so to say. And by doing so, provide them in a bit of a, well, let's say, friendly fire environment with something that they can work and can educate and skill themselves up in order to really get going fast. And by the whole topic of driving the automation also towards the digitalization, and some might refer to this always with the term of the fourth industrial revolution, I think Anglo and ourselves, we are keen to focus on education and skills development in that arena.
So, Ralph, I mean, you guys at Siemens have donated this this equipment. What's in it for you long-term here? What does Siemens get out of this at the end of the day?
I think that Siemens is part of the community here. We strive, and it is very much so to our heart, to leave something behind that is sustainable. And actually, we are, as I said earlier, as a partner of Anglo in this, it is of our greater interest to really help and leave something behind in terms of really providing something to the industry that can be leveraged on and that can help, you know, making the place a bit staying and yeah, remaining competitive, and really with that, you know, skills development and upskilling of our people, leave something behind that is part and key for a sustainable part into the future.
Mpumi, what does the future of mining look? I mean, we're really talking here about upskilling artisans, not only for work with Anglo American, but also potentially for artisans to not just work for Anglo American down the line, but potentially be a viable workforce for South Africa, you know, in the future. How many artisans are we talking about here?
So since ESTC has been in operation, we've trained over 7,000 artisans. So,
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And most of them have actually left the company. So they are in South Africa. Some of them are anywhere else in the world. So I think one of the two key things that this partnership is affording us is to move with the future of mining. You know, when we've got a program at Anglo American which we call Future Smart, and this is us imagining how the future of mining is going to look like. And digitization, innovation is part and parcel of that. And it's important for us to ensure that artisans that go into our training center are equipped with that skill. And we also recognize that the artisanal training actually gives fast access to the employment for people to get into jobs, either within Anglo American or in any other industry that uses artisan skills.
So, Mpumi, you talk about Future Smart, and that is what potentially the industry could look like down the line. Give us a glimpse. What do you guys see for mining in the past? I mean, certainly, if you look at mining in South Africa, there's certainly been a lot of really good things that have come from mining, but there's certainly been a lot of bad things that have come from mining as well. Maybe a bit of a mixed blessing. Shall we call it that in South Africa? Some people, it's a bit bittersweet. Let's put it to you like that. What does the future look like for mining?
I think the future of mining is very modern. It's a future that consists of machines that are able to do the hard labor without having the human resources do that. And we know that issue in South Africa is a very sensitive issue. Mm-hmm. So that means that we need highly skilled people who'll be able to do to operate the automation, to operate those machines that goes underground. But it also brings with it a safety element, that you have a machine that goes under there that will not get hit. It will reduce the fatalities within the platinum mining industry. So we're moving towards that. We're busy testing a wide range of equipment in Twickenham, our project which is on cairn maintenance, where we are going to look at rolling that out to Amandelbult, one of our operations. And we actually have a strategy to make Amandelbult investable, and we see the modernization or some of the machines that we've been testing at Twickenham being rolled out at Amandelbult.
Well, I want to thank both Mpumi and Sithole for coming into the studio this evening. She's a senior manager of media relations at Anglo American Platinum, and then also just online is Ralph Leinen. He is the vice president for process industries and drives and digital factory at Siemens. Thank you for joining us on Classic Business this evening.
Thank you.